bet you Sedona's really pretty after the weaker rain and low clouds we've had. Blue sky out today, and just the desert after even the slightest bit of rainfall. Just everything just comes alive.
The fragrance, yeah, and the colors just really pop.
Something about that desert smell, too. Mm-hmm. It comes up from the ground.
Yeah.
The wet creosotes. Mm. Our Arizona staycation, you can only register at rosieonthehouse.com. Just click on the staycation tab from the menu bar, and you can see what the lineup is. Currently, right now, we have a winner at Orchards Inn in Sedona. And they had a $250 Visa gift card to travel with, Arizona Highways swag bag, Sanderson Ford vehicle of choice that's available on the demo lot. The Sibley's West sent them with a gift basket that's packed full of Arizona gifts and trinkets and
goodies,
snacks. Mm-hmm. And always fun to see what's in your Sibley's West bag. They've got tickets to the Arizona State Parks and a gift certificate to two on the ancient ruin tour from the Pink Jeep Tours. We had them on 2 weeks mm-hmm. ago talking about
fantastic their interview. Trails, all so. The trails they have. They have the Broken Arrow Trail, a scenic rim tour. They actually have a day trip to the Grand Canyon. And you know what I really liked about the interview with them, Romy, is they're also conservationists. They're not just out there plowing up the desert. They spend a lot of time protecting the trails that they use in the whole area. And you can tell when you go up there, even when you're on those tours, you don't feel like you're on a, you know, just on this wild ride tearing up the desert. It's amazing. They keep it nice for everybody to enjoy.
And the weather couldn't be prettier this time of year. A little nip in the morning still, t-shirt weather during the day. And tonight, you know, we're talking about how clear and green and the smells. Talk about all that rain and clouds cleared out, how clear the stars are going to be tonight in Sedona. Not a light pollution area. You don't see Flagstaff. You don't see, you know, the glow of any other city. And maybe Phoenix from certain points you could probably see on the southern horizon, but it's going to be a great night for a Dr. Sky moment.
I was thinking of Dr. Sky as well. And then if they want a really cool place to visit in the daytime, they've got Tlaki Paki full of artist galleries. And we had Ken Rowe on last week, and he does sculpting, animal sculpting, and he's often in his studio just doing his work where you can watch him. Great place to go.
He actually had an event coming up where the live animal was going to be there in studio with him on the patio.
That's in March, and it's on Facebook, Facebook page.
He kind of shows you how he observes the animal and puts that motion into the sculpture that he's building at the time. So I wish we were going to be in town for that because we'd run up there for that. But unfortunately, we had prior arrangements to be out of town. But next time he does that, we're gonna get that cast in stone on the calendar.
And you're in so many areas around Sedona that you can get to Camp Verde. You know, they've got the old fort there. Jerome's got Toosie Goot. I'm sorry, Cottonwood has Toosie Goot and Dead Horse State Park. And you've got Jerome. I mean, you mentioned it earlier. You can do so much in Sedona itself, but right around it, even the train ride
out of Africa.
The list just goes on.
I like the park that was represented today because nobody's allowed in the water. She acted like she was apologizing, but I think that would be amazing to get to walk along that water with nobody hanging out.
And if I understood correct, you're upstream from Slide Rock. No, downstream from Slide Rock.
Well. Well, you can't get in the water anyway, so it's okay.
Entries have closed for March, so we'll be drawing that winner next week. They'll be going to Ramsey Canyon. All entries now will be for April staycation, where you'll be going to the Yavapai Lodge on the south rim of the Grand Canyon.
Oh,
so
yes.
We've got two great, all of our staycations are great. It's hard to single any one of them out.
Well, and they're really driving some fun interviews for the 7 a.m. hour. We're going to have Dolan Ellis and Marshall Trimble on talking about the Arizona Folklore Preserve in Sierra Vista. Talk about a hoot.
The March staycation. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
It's great. All right, folks, that wraps us up in the 7 o'clock hour. We've got John J. Harper coming in talking about outdoor living hour in 8 o'clock, where we'll be talking spring gardening. 9 o'clock, by popular demand, y'all have all been wanting to know when are we going to have APS on to explain the rate change that we're currently in the midst of. To answer your questions on how you may be impacted at your house, APS will be here in studio at the 9 o'clock hour talking about the rate and how it may impact you.
The rate and not the politics behind it, just a heads up. Just saying. You have to get past me.
And the reason Jennifer brings that up is because all of the input we've been getting at the office invariably diverts from the rate to the politics to everything else. And we don't have those experts coming in from APS. We're just covering the rate increase and how it might impact you at your home. So have your power bill out and get ready to make the phone call. And at 10 o'clock, we have Action Termite coming in and talking about termites and ants, specifically on a new product that's been developed on handling each of those. Right here at Rosie on the House, we're here for you, the Arizona homeowner.
For many of us, safety is always the last thing on our mind. And well, if you're in that boat like me, it's been a while since you've had your locks changed, or you're not really sure how many people might have copies of keys to your house, or you're looking to update your locks, call our friends at Acme Locksmith, Safe and Key. They protect your business and family. Not only for updating the locks to your home, but they've got specialty locks for sliding windows, sliding glass doors, and they've also got great safes. You can find any one of their three valley locations under the locksmith category at rosieonthehouse.com. Would you like a preview of Rosie on the House weekly broadcast before it airs? Well, sign up for our weekly newsletter. It comes out every Thursday to your inbox. And we don't spam it, and we don't sell the information. Just one email a week. It'll tell you what our lineup is for Saturday. It'll have the link to our weekly article and topic, our featured event from the community calendar, along with the tools of the week, and any promotional we might be doing or other fun listener appreciation promotions. That's our weekly newsletter. Sign up at rosieonthehouse.com.